A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. We are on episode 53 now, and I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host...
Marcus Couch. How you doing, everybody?
And I hope everyone's having a grand old time out there. I had myself a nice little vacation. I'll be chatting up here in a couple of minutes. And now it's time to get back to work and bring in some great plugins for everyone with a few little gripes here and there. So without much further ado, let's get on rolling on it. All right, so what up? I went to Vegas for a week. That was loads
of
fun.
Yeah, how did that go?
Oh, it was great. It was really nice to relax, kick around, do a whole lot of nothing, sit in the casinos, and play penny slots and drink cheap beer.
That's Vegas.
Well, you know, I'm not a big gambler, so me and my wife, we went down to the casino floor, and, you know, we spent just a few bucks at a time in the penny slots, but the beer is free. All you have to do is tip the waitresses.
Yep.
So basically, we drank a lot of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And had a good time, and I lost my. I think I set aside $100 for gambling, so they got my $100. So that pretty much paid for my beer in reality. But my wife won. My wife won $100, so she came ahead. So maybe we did all right. So
it's about how I did on my vacation. My wife lost, and I won her money back. So
there you go. Somebody's got to do it. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to do it. But it's been a long time since I've been to Vegas. Boy, is that place ever huge!
Yeah, you know, I had thought, actually, I would love to go to WordCamp Vegas. I bet that would be a blast.
That would be entertaining, yeah.
So anybody out there in charge of WordCamp Vegas, throw John and I an invite and we might make an appearance.
I'll be happy to have an invite. All you got to do is help me pay for my plane ticket. That's all I need. I'll find another way to deal with everything else. And, of course, thinking of WordCamp while you're at it, I may as well throw in my tip for WordCamp Victoria. WordCamp Victoria is coming up January 14th. It's a Saturday, being held at University of Victoria, and yours truly is speaking at it, so I'm excited.
Nice. What are you going to talk about?
I am doing a presentation called WordPress 101, and it teaches beginners and intermediates some of the essentials to WordPress, though I'm going to have to do some modifications to it based upon WordPress 3.3 dropping yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding.
And
big news. Oh, we all expected it, but you know, it's still like Christmas once that thing comes out in official release.
Oh yeah, it's great fun, and I've got just a few little things I want to rant on about because I installed it on my machine, or not my machine, but I installed it on my own website so I could test it before I put it on any of my client sites because I want to see what's going to break. So far, so good, but I do hate a few of the things they've done. They have taken away a lot of my choice, which is irritating to me.
Like which ones?
Well, for starters, they, of course, changed up the menu in the back, the admin menu.
Yeah, now don't you like that with the hover over? With the
it's actually slower.
Right?
For me, it's actually slower, and I don't know if it's my computer, my browser, or whatever it is. It takes time. I got to hover it up, and I've got one menu here that's actually quite long. My settings menu. There's a whole lot of stuff in there because I think I'm running 40 plugins, and most of them are in the settings menu. When it pops up, it flies off my screen, up and below my screen. So it's just irritating. So it didn't take me long to be thoroughly irritated with that and install a plugin called Expanded Admin Menus.
Hmm.
And what that plugin does, it sort of fixes it for you in that it allows you to actually expand them. See, the choice that WordPress didn't give you here is they don't give you the choice to expand your menus and leave them expanded anymore.
Right.
They make you leave them all compacted. Now, if they had to fly out and then gave me the option to expand them or not, I wouldn't be so gripey about it. It's like the flyout's okay on some of the smaller menus, but my big long ones, it's a pain in the neck.
Go to settings.
That's the problem. Go to settings, and poof, yeah, it's sometimes off your screen. So anyway, expanded menus, they fixed the problem with JavaScript. And what it does, it doesn't work across your different browsers. It doesn't hold the settings across different browsers. So it only works with a cookie on whatever browser you're on. So you have to re-expand your menus if you change browsers or change computers. So it's not a perfect fix, but at least it's a fix.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I also today was considering doing all 3.3 plugins, but I'm going to wait on this. But how many people are, raise your hands out there, want it like it used to be? This isn't officially part of the plugin cast as far as what we're talking about today, but I found one too called Restore Admin Header that brings it back for you.
Can you put that one up somewhere? Because that's the other thing I was about to gripe about, was the fact that they put a bar in the top of my admin, mm-hmm, and I can't take it away.
Yeah, so this what happened is in 3.3 they removed the header from the admin interface. So what this does is just kind of puts them back the way it was.
Yeah.
So everybody, if you want to go back and take it back in time to the good old days of 3.2, this is it.
The thing that's getting me here is looking at it was, it seems like somebody there at Automatic has a hard-on for fly-out and drop-down menus. Because they seem to have added a whole bunch of new fly-out and drop-down menus to all the menus. They took the admin menu, compacted it down, and added more drop-down menus to it. What was used to be all the way across the top, now it's compacted in a drop-down menu. It's like, great, mm-hmm, now I have two steps to get what I wanted instead of one.
Exactly. So, well, you know, like I said, that there's a lot of these retro go-back to the way it was plugins, and I'm sure that that they'll be making a lot more of these as time goes forward.
Hopefully Automatic out there makes a few adjustments. That would be kind of nice. So, Matt, if you are listening to this podcast, listen to our gripes. We may not speak for everyone out there, but, you know, I'm sure there's a couple people that might agree with what we have to say.
Matt listens. Don't kid yourself.
So let's, that'd be nice. Anyway, it'd be nice because it seems like some of these things, I heard they were coming. And I heard some of the gripes about them, but I just said, okay, well, I'll give them a try and see what happens. Those two items alone just annoy me. I mean, I don't like having an admin bar in my administration area. I like the admin bar in my front end,
mm-hmm,
but now I can't disable the admin bar in my back end. Again, remove my choice.
Yeah.
Which is what irritates me, is they took away my choice in how I could set it up. I don't mind having these options, but I like to have the choices whether or not I get to use them. So there's my beef. How about you? You got any beefs about 3.3, or have you had a chance to play with it yet?
I've had just a little bit of time to mess around with it. It's funny, I've been kind of like bragging it up as far as the drag and drop image functionality, and I've yet to even try it yet. So next week I think I'm going to have a full run through of it. Like you, I've kind of been having to go back into my old sites. I got a whiteboard in front of me of, 3, 6, 9, 12 different websites that I have to go back and refresh, make robust. Half of them don't even have Google Plus stuff on them yet. So
time to clean them up and update them.
Yeah. So I'm going to update everything to 3.3. I even use these ancient, archaic type plugins, so I'll see if anything breaks. Stuff that was abandoned 2 years ago but still works great. So let's see if we can finally...
There's a lot of stuff that manages to do that, surprisingly.
Yeah, so I'll see if everything's going. I've actually, for the company that I work for, during the day, we've got two really high-level websites that we're actually creating for the company for the coming year. So today, naturally, we put 3.3 on the stage site just to make sure that anything that needs to be adhered to as far as the 3.3 codec and all the works in between will work. So far, so good, but we're only one day in.
Well, that's it. One day in, but I will know better by next week's podcast. I will have given this a full run and probably started to put it on multiple other and even some of my clients' websites.
Exactly.
To see how it goes. But yeah, I'll give it a full run through myself. And of course, the drag and drop, I hadn't got a chance to use that yet for images, but I will be using that when I put this podcast up. So put some of my fantastic photos from Vegas.
Great.
Yeah. that was some lots of fun there, and I've got some really interesting photos from the flight down there and back. I actually got lucky on the flight back from Vegas, thinking of that. We were supposed to fly from Vegas to L.A. and then back to Vancouver, and the flight coming from L.A. was delayed by an hour, so they ended up sticking us on a flight that was direct from Vegas to Vancouver.
Oh, beautiful.
So it was very sweet. Instead of having a whole day of traveling, we got half the day of traveling.
Nice. Plenty of time to run home and install 3.3.
Well, that was it. Okay, so we've got a couple of shout-outs this week. I've got one going out to Jason at paidmemberships.com, who sent me another membership plugin after he saw last week's episode, or the last episode. It wasn't last week. It was week, or anyway, it was 2 days ago. Anyway, he said, hey, you missed the plugin. Give this one a shot. And I said, okay, yeah. Well, I'll go check it out, and I'll give you a report. So I've got a report on that further down the list.
Does Jason have my email, by the way?
It's on the website. So
yeah, Jason, what's up, man?
He actually left a comment on my website, so that's how he got hold of me.
All right, I'd like to try those too, Jason.
Yeah,
send them my way.
And then we've got one going out to Manny, who's we've mentioned him a few times. He's a great guy, a good listener out there, and he sent me some suggestions for upcoming plugins, and that's what I've added to the list coming up at the end of the show here. We'll tell you about those. And, of course, I've already spoke about it once, is WordCamp Victoria 2012, happening on January 14th. So if you're coming to Victoria, you live in Victoria, Vancouver, Western Canada, come on over to the island and join us. It's at University of Victoria. It'll be a great day of fun for everybody. I'm looking forward to it. We've got some really great speakers. Most of them, of course, are local. And, of course, the cost for it is only $20. So...
It's a bargain.
It's a bargain. Bargain for a whole day.
And just to see you at $20.
There you go. Just to see me for $20. And we've got, and if you want a T-shirt, it's $20 extra. And yes, I am on the, I'm partially on the steering committee. The website is wordcampvictoria.ca, which will be redirecting soon to the new WordCamp Victoria2012.wordcamp.org, because you're no longer allowed to have your own website if you run a WordCamp. It's WordCamp rules and regulations around using the term WordCamp, because of course they trademarked it.
Yeah.
And you have to comply with all their rules, and that includes if you put a website up, you have to put it up under WordCamp.org. And we've been running this WordCamp for 3 years now, and we'd had our own website, so I've been busily converting it over to the WordCamp.org site, which surprisingly takes a while.
Yeah, but you know what, as I look at it, and it is kind of a pain in the rear to do all that, but I can see where they're coming from. You know, this is a valuable tool that we all wield here, and you don't want renegades taking that over.
That's the problem. They don't want renegades, and they want to have it conform. The other thing that they do is they want everyone who runs a WordCamp to record it, and if you don't have cameras or can't get cameras or can't afford cameras, they will ship you a couple of cameras to use that you ship back.
So yeah, that's excellent.
This is how it's working, and so it's not a bad deal. WordCamp's pretty good. And of course, the other thing I got to put out there is I got to promote my wife's calendar for her 2012 YYJ Run for Cancer calendar. You can find it at yyjrunforcancer.com. She sold about a third to a half of her calendars now, and she needs to sell the rest of them so she can earn back her cost and donate some money to the BC Cancer Foundation.
There you go. It's a good cause.
It's a very good cause.
I got one shout out. I want to say hi to Travis Smith, who's a really excellent WordPress programmer out there, developer, plugin developer. We're going to talk about one of his plugins later on. It's called WP Accordion Slider. It's still in beta, but that'll be the final plugin of my list today.
Excellent. And we got found no interesting WordPress sites, because of course I've been gone for a while and this is my first day back. And of course, WordPress news, in case you're living under a rock somewhere, there's a link here to go to WordPress 3.3. So, onward forward with our list of plugins. And I've got three for you here today. Cool. And of course, like I said before, I went and did the paid membership pro one that Jason had recommended. Now this plugin is actually free for the most part. And it does have a paid component to it, and I'll be discussing that in a moment. It's pretty up to date, pretty easy to use. It's been downloaded, 4,000 times, so it's kind of new to the realm, I think, or just people don't know about it. It has itself a good community, and it's really easy to set up and get going. And the only flaw I found in it was in the payment gateway. It only offers three payment gateways. They left out the PayPal standard gateway for some reason, which I couldn't understand. Maybe it's offered somewhere as a add-on. I couldn't find it on their website. But the PayPal standard is what most people use.
Yeah, versus just for the sake of subscriptions alone.
Yeah, well, the thing is they have PayPal Express and PayPal Pro, but not everybody wants to pay for it or can pay for those two services because those are from PayPal and they do charge you for those on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. And so I was surprised that PayPal standard wasn't there. It is a premium plugin, but all the functionality seems to be there, and you have to work your way through it. The documentation, though, to access the documentation, this is where they charge for it. Fair enough, quite reasonable. Charge for the documentation, charge for access to their support forms. That's what a lot of GPL plugins do. The only problem was is this wasn't mentioned anywhere until I went to their website to hunt it up, and suddenly, oh, I got to pay for this. Yeah, I thought it should have been in their description. So I felt a little slightly cheated on that because it was like, wait, oh, okay. Well, I understand you want to pay for it. Not a problem. At the moment, I'm just testing it. I'm probably not going to use it, so I didn't buy my way into it. And he didn't send me a code to use it. He just sent me the info on it. So I've only tested it out. I got to set it up. Functions. I like the way it functions in that when you create a new post or page, it's got a simple checkbox to tell it whether or not this one's being protected. When you set it up, it also you can decide which categories or posts and pages are going to be protected. You can also set up multiple levels of membership in there. And you can set up for free or for this section or for that section of your website. So it's very robust and it's actually kind of better than the other ones I've done. But the only thing I found with it was the fact that you got to pay for any access to the documentation. Hmm. Other than that, pretty good. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. You know, it does have some things that got to be set up and does take some time, so it's pretty decent.
Now, I would love to see this in a plugin, and there's been some things out there that have had somewhat of this functionality. I would love to see a membership plugin that can. Let's just say I have a post that I make where I have kind of a teaser of copy.
Yep.
And then I'm not linking out, but the next paragraph is something that's relatively vital. And then and the third paragraph is just kind of, you know, maybe a movie or something, or, you know, a video.
Right.
And then finally you've got your end boilerplate at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Now, it would be great to have a membership plugin that I could literally somehow either through short code or otherwise say, okay, the video, okay, so everything except for the opening paragraph, which is my teaser, is gated to people who pay for it.
I believe this one does that.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, I believe
so
this
finally,
one does that.
It's come around. Yeah. But do you know what I mean? It mm-hmm. would be great to be able to still get that SEO benefit so that people yeah. could intrinsically just go and visit those particular pages. You still get the page count and everything else, so you're not hiding it, but you are hiding excerpts of content within yep. the actual post.
Hiding the stuff that's actually valuable.
Right.
Yep. I believe this one does that. It said something like that in the descriptions, and of course, you know, I don't spend hours and hours testing them unless I'm planning to use it on a website. So.
Sure. Well, this is definitely, since you mentioned that, this is definitely one that I'm going to check out just for that purpose.
Now, the other thing I've done is the next two plugins are for podcasting plugins.
Yes.
And of course, I've done podcasting plugins in the past, and I needed to do them again because of all the updates and changes that have happened. And of course, having been on a podcasting panel recently, had lots of questions from folks about what are the best plugins to use with a podcast and how do you use them. So I dove into the WordPress Codex and did a search on podcasting plugins. And yeah, there seems to be a bunch of them there, but there seems to be a whole bunch of them that have been abandoned. They're like 400, 500 days old.
Mm-hmm.
Last time they were updated, so that's pretty much says abandoned to me. And I didn't go into the ones that were really old. I ended up coming back to the two I've used in the past and the one I use the most. So I'll start off here with Blueberry PowerPress. Very good plugin. It's the one I currently use on my website for putting up my podcast and promoting it to iTunes and Blueberry.
I use this too.
Now, this one here is last updated 112 days ago. Been downloaded 191,000 times, so it's doing quite well. Now, what I found this plugin does is setting up is a pretty easy task, though it does take some time. You have to take some time to set it up and think about what you're going to do as you set it up. This plugin here will not only handle a single podcast, but it'll handle multiple styles of podcasts on the same website. You can have podcasts that are going to categories. You can categorize your podcasts, or you can have two different types of podcasts going into the same post. And the reason I end up with this one here is I used to do another podcast for World of Warcraft. That's it, World of Warcraft. So anyway, I needed to be able to put both those podcasts up on my website, but keep them separate. And it did a wonderful job, and I only cross-posted once. And that was due to me checking the wrong box, so it was my own fault. It wasn't the plugin's fault. So you have to think about, are you going to do that, have multiple styles of podcasts? So if you do, you have to set up the categories for it while you're setting it all up, because to go back and set it up after you've installed the plugin takes twice as long, as I discovered, because that's what I had to do originally, was go back and set it up. So think about it before you set it up. It has some very easy areas for setting up and promoting your stuff to iTunes and Blueberry. And it makes it quite easy for you to do. And also, it integrates the free service for Blueberry Statistics into your website. And what that does for you is allows you to track your podcast downloads and see what's happening. And the other thing that does happen is that if you use Blueberry Statistics long enough and you get enough shows up there, you then become eligible, if you're so inclined, to apply to them for some of their advertising that they offer.
Nice.
From Blueberry. I think they sent me an email recently saying that my podcast was being considered for advertising, and they said, well, we'll contact you with who it is. And I said, okay, whatever. It's not an over concern to me at the moment.
Right. Now, I use this as well, and I'll tell you what I like it for is the customization of the player. And that's pretty good. That is pretty huge in consideration of a lot of the other stock kind of MP3 players that are out there.
Yes.
They have, and I'm not just speaking MP3s either, this thing handles video too.
That's where I was going next, is this thing
okay.
Handles video.
Yeah.
And it allows you to display your videos, which is very nice.
Yeah, and then you can also customize the background of the startup of your actual video screen player as well, and you can customize the way that the play button looks, all that stuff. Yeah. So this is a very powerful plugin.
And they've made a lot of improvements to it, I've noticed. And they've got a whole lot of new functions, functionality added to it. So you'd have to check this one out and set it up. And so all in all, this one here, it would have got 5 dragons, but basically because it takes a lot of time to set up, I set it at a 4. Because it does take the time to set up. And that's where I always try to warn folks is think about it before you set it up.
And I'll also remind folks that when I started podcasting in 2005, we had to hand code our RSS feeds. So, I don't know. I think 4 is a little – you're being a little rough on Blueberry.
I had to walk to school uphill both ways in a blizzard with shorts.
Oh, it was the worst. It was the worst.
I love doing that.
But, quickly, as soon as I figured out that WordPress would take care of RSS feeds, that's when I just opened up the vein and let it all in.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Now, the other one I did, this one, next one, is PodPress. And PodPress was actually the original plugin that I started using on my website and I ended up changing out of. It too is still up to date, It's one of the more popular ones that's used, and it's the one you hear about the most when people set it up, until they discover blueberries and realize that Blueberry has many more functions than Podpress. Podpress is, one, very easy to set up. There's not a lot of settings to adjust to it. It gives you one page to go adjust your setup for iTunes. It gives you the feed generations, all of that stuff with no problem. The one thing I don't like much about Podpress is Blueberry in particular does a wonderful thing for me, because sometimes when I'm recording my podcast or I'm saving it as final MP3, I will save it in the wrong MP3 file format, and it won't be compatible for web. And Blueberry actually verifies that file when you upload it to see if it's compatible, and it tells you if it's not. It tells you if you've recorded it in the wrong speed, or if you've saved it in the wrong speed, and it says go back and resave it, and you'll get better performance.
Well, that's pretty valuable.
That's really valuable, because it's happened to me a few times. It's usually because I've been doing something else in my recording software, and then I forgot to set the settings back, is basically what it is.
Yeah.
And so it saves me some time and hassles of wondering, why is my podcast suddenly gone from, 30 megs to 75 megs? and it's no longer. But this one here doesn't offer that up. The other thing this one doesn't offer very well is it likes to pull all the podcasts from one file. And I'm not entirely certain anymore upon how it does that. You tell it which one to pull, but it puts them all in one file instead of allowing you to just upload it with your current post. Like what I do with my posts right now is I start the podcast uploading, then I go fill out all my post stuff, and while that podcast is uploading, I come back to it, and it's uploaded, and it's done. So, saves me a lot of time. But anyway, it's, like I said, it's the settings of it, not too bad, very simple. It does give you some controls over the player, but they are simple controls in how the player looks. It does give you a little bit better control over where you can make the player appear in your post, whereas Blueberry likes to put it in specific spots if you just default set it. This one here allows it to set it in different places on your post.
How about video? Does this do any video at all?
It does no video, which is why one of the reasons why I left it, because somebody else wanted video once upon a time. And that's pretty much it for it. This one here, due to its lack of robust functions, I set it down at a 3 Dragon rating for it.
You were being kind.
I was being a little kind on it. But other than that, all pretty good. Those are the two main podcasting plugins out there. And, of course, I can't recommend Blueberry enough simply because of the added functionalities it gives you. And I particularly like their stats program. And I've been using their stats program, I think, probably since about episode 2 or 3 was when I flipped over to the Blueberry program.
Nice. How are we doing on stats? Good?
We've been doing actually quite fantastic. I haven't looked Great. At this month yet to see where we're at, but last month was pretty good.
All right. Well, tell your friends, people. Come on. You guys all know WordPress people out there that can benefit from this information, so spread the word.
Actually, this month's quite fantastic. Last month, we had over almost 3,500 downloads, and this month, we're already sitting at 1,500.
Beautiful. Keep it up.
So it's doing quite nicely.
Good. Okay. Well, continuing along, I've got 4 that I've brought along today. We talked before about basically about some issues going on with either malware or just overall, kind of bad stuff happening on different blogs. And I found one that I was actually getting some malware on previously. I went and tried to kind of determine what it was that was the cause, really couldn't figure it out. So I used this WordPress Sentinel, which is our first plugin from my list today. So basically, it watches over all the core WordPress programs, as well as all your themes and plugins, and it just basically gives it a full checkup. You can schedule it, you can install it to do any real kind of deep level checks that you want to. So it basically lets you know if anything suspicious or fishy is going on. It's a relatively new program, new plugin rather. So give it a shot. I gave it 3 out of 5 just because of its newness. And it's really not probably as functional or intuitive as far as letting you know if things are going on. Yeah. But it's a good start.
It sounds a lot like the plug-in that I've talked about before, File Monitor.
Yes, exactly. So I wanted to bring this one to light, too. It sounds like that is a trend that's continuing as far as self-monitoring within WordPress, and I think that's fantastic.
It makes life fantastic. It allows you to know if things are changing without your permission.
Yeah.
I have most of my websites now being monitored, and all the monitoring is being sent to a specific email that only gets that information.
Mm-hmm.
So if it gets something unusual, I know about it.
Yeah, and whatever that is, set up a rule to go to your phone as well. So
I have it sent to my iPad, actually.
Ah, perfect. So, you know, in contention with that, I kind of wanted to stick with another kind of vein along the same path with this next plugin.
That's nice. Sorry, I'm reading notes.
Letting the cat out of the bag, are you?
No, I haven't let the cat out of the bag. I just let him know it's good.
Okay. Now, it's a good idea, okay? It's a great idea. This plugin doesn't execute it very well, though.
Oh.
Okay, so this is WP Do Not Track,
right?
Okay? And what it's supposed to do is stop plugins and themes from adding third-party tracking code to your blog to protect the visitor's privacy. Okay? Nice. Now, that is awesome. That needs to continue as far as I'm concerned. I installed this thing, and it's only got a couple of third-party services right now, QuantServe and Media 6 Degrees. Now, you can monkey with the JavaScript a little bit and get other things to work, but come on. I don't really get a plugin, so I have to go monkey with JavaScript after.
Yeah.
You know, we need some more functionality to it. But so that brings up just an overlying thought and kind of challenge to the WordPress developers and the community out there, which is, you know, what else can we circumvent out there within third-party plugins?
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, well, will that kill the development cycle of third-party plugins because they don't get to do that anymore? It's like, where's the balance in that?
Yeah, that is a good question. Is because a lot of the plugin authors that are doing it, you know, they don't get paid for their plugins, they don't charge for their plugins, but they get the benefits of either backlinks back to their site, or they get the benefits of additional tracking information and other things.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is a good question. Hadn't thought
about
that.
Yeah. So I gave it a 2 out of 5. It's a great start, but it definitely needs to evolve itself.
It probably will evolve quite nicely.
Yeah, so, you know, the first stone has been cast as far as, you know, the circumventing of these sort of tracking abilities within one's own WordPress installation.
Right.
So let's just see where that goes. But give us your thoughts out there. What do you think? Do you think that we should be able to limit third-party, you know, tracking and information that goes through plugins on our own sites? Let us know what you think.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting one. Definitely let us know, folks.
Yeah. So the other one, and this is especially good for those of you out there who are doing a lot of hacking and tweaking of your own themes, this is titled Theme Check. And basically, it goes through the exact same check that the theme review standards of WordPress goes through. It just has some automated testing tools that really just kind of hammers it and just tries to look for all the holes and exposures as far as any errors or any omissions in code that you might have dropped. So this is a great one. It's called Theme Check.
That's
so
it'd be a nice tool for theme development.
Oh, absolutely. It's wonderful as a development tool. So any of you guys out there that are into development, at least give this one a try on one of your maybe complex themes, and then on purpose go make some errors and then have it check and see if it can find it.
Nice.
So I gave this one 4 out of 5.
Excellent.
Suggest you check that out. Okay, this particular one I installed on a site and had a little bit of difficulty in the onset as far as getting it all to line up, but once I got it, boy, did it look smooth. This is called WP Accordion Slider. And this is done by Travis Smith, who I gave a shout out to before. You can find him at WP_Smith on Twitter. So this allows you to upload images straight out of your computer, which then just does a jQuery accordion of the images. You can do custom tiles, custom content, custom navigation onto it. You can use it for posts, pages, any of that. You get your own individual URL as far as each image within the slider. You can use excerpt text or custom text within each image as well. You can set the autoplay option, whether you want it to autoplay or not, whether you want it to be just something that's navigation. There's actually a delay. You can have it just wait 7 seconds before it starts and then go on a 4-second cycle. It pauses on hover. You can have a delay before it auto restarts again so that it, you know, kind of pauses at the end for an X amount of time. It's totally easy to set the height, the width, all of that stuff. Total custom content. There's thumbnails as well. Everything's pretty cool. You can set the background of the caption to white, to black. You can set the transparency level, all of that stuff. So I really found it an enjoyable plugin to work with. It really gave some really nice results. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I would really like to see a little bit better representation of the text that's along the side of the accordion, as well as maybe some other effects or themes that could be used as well. But I gave it a 4 out of 5. This thing is still in beta and it rocks, so definitely check it out.
Excellent. Yeah, it looks like it would be a nice plugin to play with.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's all we really got. No special terms. Nothing special this week. In closing, we've got coming in future podcasts. I'm still trying to connect with Scott for the interview. The plugins I mentioned that were suggested to me by Manny, he suggested some commenting plugins and 404 redirect plugins. So he was curious. He was kind of curious about the commenting system and whether or not it's a good idea to use third-party commenting systems with WordPress. And I thought, you know, I've always wanted to do my own, but I think I'll go test a few and then let them know.
Yeah.
And the other is the 404 redirect plugins. Now, this one here I'm actually going to be testing this week because I'm finding a few of my websites. I've had to change a few things in there. I've broken a couple of links, so I've got to put in a 404 redirect plugin. I've got to find a new one that's better than the last ones I've been using. So that and another person here in town asked me about scrolling or banner ticker plugins. And there seems to be very thin selection of them, and so I'm going to have to do a little research and see what's really out there and see what it is. The only ones that seem to work well belong to one company, and they seem to be dominating the plugin area of this, the banner ticker plugin. And
I was Are you talking about like the words that go from right to left, just one little scroll line at the bottom, like watching?
You can put the scroll anywhere on there. It sometimes can be a widget, scroll up and down. Yeah,
didn't that die out in like 1993?
There's some people who still use it.
Really?
And there's some websites where it does serve a purpose, like the website in particular here is a government website, and it serves a purpose because they report on road conditions.
I see.
So they need something that updates and goes across the screen so people can read it. And that's what it's basically for, is in this one here. So he's looking for something better because he was having problems with this one company's plugins, and when I looked, they seemed to dominate the only ones to do it. So I thought I would give it some research and see what I could find.
Yeah, let's do some digging. We'll find some.
See what else I can find there. That and any other kind of lazy plugins we happen to stumble across that make your life easier when using WordPress. And, of course, suggestions. Always up for suggestions. I don't mind adding to my list. It's like make the list there and the list will continue, and if people make suggestions it saves me having to think, which, you know, is great for me.
Yeah, I am suggesting something. I'd like to dive more into ad banners. Yeah, ad banner plugins, different advertising and monetization opportunities for different WordPress sites. Let's dive into that, and you know,
I'll add that to the list.
Some people can benefit.
All right, and that's all I've got. You got anything else there,
Mark? Nope, looking forward to 3.3. I'm going to dive right in as soon as we're done with the show here.
That's going to be a fun week for me.
Yeah, totally. You know, I got 300 domains to upgrade here. But just want to remind everybody out there, you know, if you enjoy the show, if you get some value out of the plugins that we've researched so hard to try and find and bring to you, then go ahead and make sure you subscribe in iTunes or whatever your podcast catcher is. If you've got something that you'd like to say as to how well you like the show, head on over to iTunes, leave us a review. Make sure that we can rise up in the ranks as far as popularity for WordPress podcasts.
That'd be nice. Rise up
and
a little higher.
Leave us a comment in the website. You know, we want to hear from you guys and let you know the feedback that you give us gives us ideas to go out and find new kinds of plugins. So if you're stumped, if you can't find something out there, leave us that suggestion and we'll definitely find something for you.
Most assuredly. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. We've got some regular fans, regular listeners out there now, and I know you all are enjoying the show, and I greatly appreciate it. So keep sending us info. You can contact me at my website, johnoverall.com. And if you happen to be heading over there, you're going to see it's getting cleaned up and changed. It's time for me to go through a change. I do that just about a month before every WordCamp because I'm speaking, so I want to have a cleaner, newer website for it. You can also find me on Twitter at AnkonSu, or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverallcom.
And you can find me at my website, which is marcuscouch.com. Twitter, it's at marcuscouch. And on Facebook, at facebook.com/marcuscouch.
And that would be it, bringing us up to the end of the show here. And I actually have a brand new extra. And let's bring it up just for fun. Thank you for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This podcast is copyright 2011 by johnoverall.com and may not be redistributed or rebroadcast without permission from John. It has been our pleasure serving you this fine evening. Please tune in again for another fantastic episode from WordPress Plugins from A to Z coming to you soon. Until then, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Some of the music provided tonight is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. Have yourselves a good night.